Katrina Cunningham is participating in a panel of transgender men and women at Diversity Richmond's National Transgender HIV Awareness Day. Part fashion show, part learning opportunity, Cunningham recalls the earliest days of her transition, without health care and seeking treatment anywhere she could.
When I first started transitioning, I was introduced to a lot of stuff in the street. They could be giving you the wrong dosage of estrogen.
While illegally obtained hormones and uninformed medical providers have long plagued transgender people, overall access to health care for the community has increased since the Affordable Care Act was passed in 2013. According to a study by Americans for Progress, the number of uninsured transgender Americans dropped by almost 50% a year after the law went into effect. And now, as Virginia legislators work to expand Medicaid, the number of transgender Virginians who could receive health care is set to grow even larger. But the increased access to much-needed treatment will still have problems.
Insurance-wise, it has been the only negative experience that I've had with transitioning.
That's Oliver Johnston, a 22-year-old Lynchburg native who moved to Roanoke in search of more medical support to aid in his female-to-male transition starting in 2015. While he found a supportive medical provider, his insurance coverage has been less understanding.
And every single year, my hormones have to, quote unquote, get approved, and then they only get approved for another year as if I'm magically going to stop taking hormones.
Charlie Burton, a 58-year-old black trans man and board member of the Charlottesville-based support group Black Trans Men Incorporated, faced a similar mismatch in healthcare.
As they're saying, well, you know, we've got an ID here that says male. Why is this person going to a GYN doctor, having GYN services going on? So this is what I'm fighting right now.
Noah Lewis runs the New York-based Transcend Legal, a nonprofit group that helps trans people get their medical needs covered when insurance companies deny them care. He said there's a myriad of reasons trans people can be denied coverage, and it's often the result of not understanding the medical needs they deal with daily.
The insurance companies say that these are cosmetic procedures, even though they're recognized to treat gender dysphoria.
Lewis said some of these problems can be overcome through an appeals process or by threatening sex or disability discrimination under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. And rules in the Affordable Care Act can help too. But President Trump's conservative agenda isn't helping.
Discrimination against transgender people has been widely recognized by the courts as sex discrimination, and so the statute itself is still on the books, and the statute can still be enforced by private individuals. The only thing is that the Federal Department of Health and Human Services is not enforcing the protections as they apply to transgender people right now.
In an email, Roger Severino, director of the Office of Civil Rights for Health and Human Services, said his office will continue to vigorously enforce all prohibitions on discrimination in healthcare according to the law and court orders. He pointed to a federal judge's injunction which halted a 2015 memo that offered trans-specific protections. The injunction claimed the Obama-era memo violated doctors' religious freedoms, and Severino said HHS is rewriting the rule while considering the issues raised by the judge. LGBTQ advocates have expressed concern about what the rewrite might or might not include. However, they are still praising the broader increased coverage the ACA brought in the first place. Ted Heck, transgender health coordinator for the Virginia Department of Health, is all too familiar with transgender people who could benefit from the program's expansion in the Commonwealth. He said trans men and women often face higher rates of unemployment because of how they identify. It is still legal to fire or not hire someone because of their gender identity in Virginia.
The more intersecting identities that are stigmatized you have in one person, the more complicated and challenging it gets to access services. It's one of those issues where there's not an easy answer.
From Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.